in order to have sensations, what we need to do is have contact.
Yeah.
What exactly is contact?
We have to connect with experiences in order for sensations to arise. So in order to label things as pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, there has to be something there to label. There's an outside world. We're going to be connecting with it. This is the meaning of contact. Yeah.
For me to get my head around it, it's best explained by taking it in its context of where it is, which is between the senses and sensation. So it's like when your senses become in contact with something, it leads to feeling. It's very obviously that they're all reliant on each other because you need all those elements. Because if you have a sense and nothing to contact, then it doesn't lead to a sensation. But if you have contact, no senses, it doesn't lead anywhere. It's a combination to all of these things coming together. It's like you can have consciousness and no eye, but you don't get to see something. But once you have the eye, you have something to see. It needs the vision comes from having an eye and a conscience and something to look at.
Yeah. I mean, one way to think of it maybe is we're in a constant dance with the external world.
Right.
And contact is about that dance with reality that we have. You know, there's something going on out there and we're in connection with it. And, you know, sensory experiences are arising from that. What we have contact with is our world.
So is this the moment you kind of described when we were talking about sensations is before you have labelled the sensation? It's the actual thing. It's bum on the seat. It's that before you go, oh, so bum in the seat, comfortable bum in the seat, don't care about my bum in the seat, whatever it is, yeah. Irrelevant. So it's that moment of contact before we decide whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
It's just the thing actually happening.
Yeah, because there are seats out there in the world.
Yes, I get you, yeah. Because we live in a world where contact, or have an experience at least, that of something that where contact happens.
Yeah. So the meanings of this card, you know, are a lot to do about relationship, being engaged in that sort of give and take with reality. You know, it can have the sense of dialogue, relationship, connection, that sort of thing. I mean, the traditional image for this one is a couple having sex.
Right, again. Probably not appropriate for Gamecrafter, but
yeah, that was never going to fly with Gamecrafter.
No. Yeah. So we have them in a rock pool, I suppose, in the middle of the desert. What I like about this, of course, is that you know it's desert's known for the water, of course, you know that not as dry, arid landscapes, but of course there is the oasis thing as well, and it's that's the contact of different elements within the desert, you know, so that it's two things coming together. The water and the stone, I suppose, or the sand, and then the people within it coming together. So it's experiences within experience within experience, I suppose. It's like the contact of the people, contact with them in the water, and the contact with the water with the desert, and the desert with all of existence. So it's things all coming together.
But interesting, you know, what you're describing there, contact between things at all different levels. You know,
yeah.
contact with all, between all sorts of things all over the place. And you know, the focus of that card being the kiss.
One of those kind of ones that, when I was drawing it, this was one of the ones that was kind of, all right, I knew very clearly what it was going to be, that I didn't want to bring too much into it. And when it was done, I kind of went, all right, now I understand what that's about, you know?
Yeah.
One that sticks out to me as being something that was saying, yeah, don't you mess with this man. Which is great, because that's the given what we've spoken about, that's exactly what it's referencing. It's the thing before you do anything to it. Before you do anything to it. This is what it is. How would that then work in a divinatory, if I can get the word out? How would you use that in a divination?
So like we were saying earlier, meanings around, you know, co-creation, confluence of forces kind of coming together.
Synergy.
Cooperation. Duality, maybe.
And then I suppose reversed is somewhat, well, it's a lack of contact then, I suppose, what or is it more feeling? Is it something more like solipsism, I suppose, where you feel there's nothing to contact?
Yes, yeah. Or being cut off from the world, you know, not having a world that you're in contact with. So ideas like loneliness, isolation, exile.
Exclusion, hiding away.
Yeah.
So, in order to have contact...
You need senses.